Catch the Wave. It's a TV commercial, I think. Is it about Pepsi or Coke? Or maybe a pitch for beautiful blonde hair? Or maybe a pitch for a marvel, a new marvel of wireless technology? Catch the Wave. In Hawaii, surfers await that perfect wave, the one that will come and give them a ride of a lifetime, the one that will come crashing in. They wait, they surf other waves, but they wait always for the big one. Today's readings present a wave to be caught or a wave to be caught up in as God's people. Daniel the prophet speaks to God on behalf of the people and from the people to God. We have gotten far away from your love, from the covenant we made with you. We've gone off searching for other ways to fill ourselves. We've forgotten the brothers and sisters. We've made alliances and worshipped false gods. We've only failed when we've tried to run our own lives, made puny waves, or lost the rhythm entirely, and live in little pools, brackish, separate pools, sludgy and still. Daniel, the prophet, stands also in the waves as God's witness to God's faithfulness and remembrance of the covenant. God will never break the covenant. God will always have mercy. God knows our spirits, formed in the sparkling word of God's creative love, want to return to those pulsing, ceaseless waves, sea of life and mercy, because it comes first. Because before we ever learned how to wander away or to forget, before we could ever sin, God had already lavished upon us forgiveness, reconciliation, grace in abundance. Daniel testifies before God in the hearing of the people. You are goodness. You are ever faithful to your covenant. The straits we are in now, like exile, foreign rule, slavery, famine, we suffer because of our choices, not yours. We have forgotten you. But the message of mercy is God has not forgotten us. That's the prophet's surety. The waves keep coming in to our shores. And in today's gospel, we hear Jesus ratifying Daniel's prayer, Daniel's testimony. Jesus says to his followers, be merciful as God is merciful. Don't judge. Don't condemn. Those aren't like God. Catch the wave of mercy. Catch the wave of forgiveness. Catch the wave of giving selflessly, even as God gives to you. Catch the wave of God's great passion for us. God's intense love for humanity, as you live in the waters of baptism, as you live in the surges of the Spirit, the raining down of mercy on your heart, the cool refreshment of drink and healing. Catch the wave of God's loving kindness. Play in it. Surf it. Fish in it. Drink it. Share it. Become it. Become it. Because here's the marvel. Here's the truth. In Jesus, we don't only catch the wave. It catches us. On the seashore, the waves come toward us, crashing, foaming, and they lap around our ankles, and retreating, they draw us in. Pull us in to be a part of them. Pull us in to be merciful as God has had mercy on us. We are caught by the wave. Today's wave, mercy. We will become a part of that wave. We will give. We will forgive. We will be merciful. We will join the wave. We will become the wave. And we will be part of the next wave, and the next wave, and the next. Catch the wave. Our God is merciful.